Well, a trade for me was the only choice. It had a country campus, which at that time was the Bendigo Institute of Technology. And for me, I suppose I could have gone to Ballarat, but it was further away again. So it was really the only choice for me. I wouldn't have gone to university without a campus at Bendigo. It was the closest to Shepparton, where I grew up, and I wouldn't have come to Melbourne. Simple as that. I did a Diploma of Arts in General Studies, which I think they've now converted to something else, but anyway, and I did a Graduate Diploma in Education Secondary. Oh, it's a long time ago now. I had to reach back in my dim, dark memories. The higher education for me was, as for a lot of students that are going from secondary school, was very different. And so on the one hand, I appreciated the freedom in the broader sense of being away from home for the first time. At that stage, sharing a house with a bunch of other students, and that was really fantastic. A 25,000-word thesis that I did, I was very, very proud of it because it was about environment, conservation, in the period of sort of 1865 to 1885, thereabouts. You might say, well, what's that got to do with now? Well, it was just a particular period of time where there was a very significant shift in public and government policy attitudes towards conservation and the destruction of the forest resource base around Bendigo because of mining, etc., and development. And I analysed that particular period, and I was very proud of that thesis. Did well with it as well. It was with the Aboriginal Development Commission, the ADC. It was a new organisation way back in 1980. I was recruited as a trainee for this new organisation. I've got a lot to thank La Trobe for, really. I mean, the reality is I wouldn't be where I am without La Trobe University's support. And it isn't just in doing, the subjects, etc. I was one of the, I think it was one of the, about the only Aboriginal student at the time, in Bendigo at least. I felt there was a lot of support and interest in wanting to, I had to do the work, but, I was supported to go through the university. The support I got from La Trobe was really around, I call it mentoring as they call it now, but it was support and encouragement from the academic staff at La Trobe was absolutely fantastic. There were people that were absolutely committed to helping me get through these courses, one way or another. It wasn't about, it's your problem, mate, get over it, there's the course, do it. It was really strong support and assistance to get me over the hurdles.